fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 12th day of January. The prepper tip of the day: pray for our president and his family. Pray for our republic. Maintain your situational awareness and get ready for what's coming. The expanded prepper tip: stay close to home, check everything, and fill in the gaps. And I guess I should add to that, pray without ceasing. Prayer is powerful. We are certainly in uncharted waters in our republic. We'll see things happen the next 8 days that have never happened in our republic. Seriously, we will. I am convinced with the information I'm getting that the president will in fact serve a second 4-year term. I'm just as convinced of that as ever. This is our Tuesday morning roundtable. At the moment, Leon Green is with us. Steve Van Noon will join us about 17-18 minutes or so. And in the meantime, we'll take your questions and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. Leon, I don't know if you heard me the first half hour, but last night I was at the Republican Central Committee for my county, Crawford County, Missouri. I am a Republican committeeman for my township, Osage Township. And when I got there, Leon, the men and women on the Central Committee, as I mentioned last hour, they all looked like their puppy dogs had died. Very dour, sad looks on their faces. We got through the business portion of our meeting pretty quickly. It only took about 15-16 minutes. The chairman, who's also the sheriff, opened it up for discussion about the events of the day. And I began the discussion with letting everybody know that, as far as I knew, the president would serve another 4-year term. And I started mentioning the things that he's been doing the last 8 weeks since the election that do not reflect the actions of a man about to go to retirement. If he's about to go to retirement, Leon, I think he'd be planning on maybe a nice vacation, maybe some going to play golf, have the master bedroom remodeled in his home or homes, plural, things like that. Instead, what first comes to mind is firing the Secretary of Defense and replacing the Secretary of Defense with Christopher Miller. Now, most of these secretaries of defense, Leon, have been what I would call administrative weenies. They know how to push paper. They know how to lead a group of men and women in an administrative corporate sense of the word. But they're not alpha male warriors who've been in combat. That's rarely has been that case. Has been the case. Christopher Miller, on the other hand, is in fact an alpha male warrior and a combat veteran. Now, Leon, have you happened to see the film 12 Strong by any chance?
Yes, I have. It was quite good.
Well, the part I like to mention to people when I'm trying to emphasize who Chris Miller is, who this man is, what the courage he has, I point out the following, that they had a battle, and so Christopher Miller and 11 Green Berets, all men are Special Forces troopers, they're on horseback, basically doing what warriors have done for thousands of years, ride horses into combat. They had their M4 carbines, and about 5 or 6 football fields away was the enemy, who had Russian T-72 tanks, fully operational tanks, with fully operational machine guns and cannon mounted on them. They had rocket launchers. They had, all their men had full automatic weapons. So what does Chris Miller do? He orders his men to charge across the plains of Afghanistan, mounted on horseback, towards the enemy that has tanks and machine guns. Now, that takes courage. He didn't have to do that. And nobody would have found fault with him for failure to do so. No soldier in the United States, or anywhere for that matter, would find fault with Chris Miller for not ordering his men to charge the enemy tanks while mounted on horseback. There would have been no criticism at all, would there, if he hadn't done that?
Leon, no, sir.
Of course not.
Absolutely.
Of course not. Of course not. But that's what he did. And he was the first, him and his 11 men were the first Americans in Afghanistan following the events of 9/11/01. Their mission was to locate Al-Qaeda and talk to the B-52s flying up about 5 miles high and give the exact grid coordinates of where Al-Qaeda was so the B-52s could literally blow them up. And they completed their mission without losing a single man, which is another extraordinary thing. Now, the title of the film is 12 Strong, and I think, let's see, does the book have the same title? I don't recall offhand, Leon, do you recall?
No, I did not read the book, so I'd have to research that.
Yeah, I'd have to look it up real quick. Regardless, that appointment after the election, this is important, after the election, is not the kind of thing a man who's about to retire would do. In addition, what was done with the Department of Defense was put JSOC and the Special Operations Command, SOCOM, under direct command and control of the Secretary of Defense, which bypasses all the generals in between Special Operations Command and JSOC, between them and the Secretary of Defense. Generals, which, especially in the Army, are more likely to be deep state New World Order guys, because President Obama retired the majority of the generals who were patriots and not New World Order guys. Another thing that I point to is not being the kind of thing that a retiring president would do. This is the kind of thing a man who intends to stay in office would do. Leon, we got a caller on hold here. Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Leon. Hi. In your first hour, John, the two ladies that you had on, one of them asked, why would Trump be going through the motions of setting up a transition team if he were planning on doing something to prevent transitioning? And I just kind of chuckled to myself, thinking, apparently this one's never heard the word diversion.
Well, I suspect that President Trump has a copy of The Art of War in all of his homes.
Mm-hmm.
Probably one of them is very well worn with highlights and tabs. That's what I do when I come across a book that, and I've done it, in fact, with The Art of War. I'll highlight important passages. I'll put tabs in there to find those passages again real quickly. That's my belief in terms of President Trump's personal library, is that he understands and comprehends the principles of a book that's much older than the Christian Bible, by the way, much older than the Christian Bible, titled The Art of War. And this man, you don't want to, you really don't want to take him lightly or anything he does, do you, Glenn?
No, not at all. The Art of War may be older than the Bible, but the Bible does declare at the end of the thing they will learn war no more. So at some point, Jesus is going to make Sun Tzu's book obsolete. Just so I'm grateful for that in the long term. But they will learn war no more eventually when the Prince of Peace reigns. But another thing I wanted to mention, you know, one of your one of the frequent guests on various RBN programs and other programs is Joel Skousen, who has for years mm-hmm. been touting the intent of the Chinese to take over America. And sometimes he is disregarded or marginalized, or people tend to think that communism is really over. And it's always, if you say to a lot of people, if you say something about communism, they almost snicker like, oh, isn't that quaint? You know, this obsolescent idea, you know, that there's a conspiracy for the communists to overthrow the West. And it's just really disconcerting. Now, all you have to do right now is turn off your TV for 3 or 4 hours to go about doing other things. Go back to your TV after it's out of your brain a little bit. Turn it on and listen to the talking heads. You listen to all the ad hominem and defamation going on. The misrepresentation of what transpired at the Capitol is unbelievable. I mean, they refer to it, the riot. They make it sound like all these hundreds of thousands of people were involved, you know, are all transgressors, and let's go after get them. And it's like, wow, you know, we've never seen this sort of vengeance and vindictive, you know, behavior. I mean, you know, right-wingers weren't happy when Obama took office, you know, or when Obama got out. Nobody said, oh, we're in power now, let's go get these other guys. So we're definitely seeing, you know, a tyrannical, vengeful movement, and the rhetoric of the press is just off the hook crazy in terms of its defamatory nature. You know, it's just
absolutely
really
right.
over the top. One thing the women mentioned in the first, at one point, one of them used the word decentralization. And decentralization is very important in American government. It's why we have separation of powers, states' rights, all these ideas of making sure that too much power isn't concentrated, you know, into the hands of a few. You know, and I thought it was interesting that you talked about attending a meeting of the Central Committee of your Republican Party. And we hear the term Central Committee in Soviet politics especially, too. But it's like, yeah, we don't want too much centralization. And even, you know, if you look at power gone mad, some of this isn't even conspiratorial. It's just the sinful nature of man. When you look at these governors and mayors and behaving like petty tyrants now. You know, you have Gruesome Newsom out west and Cuomo here in the east, and, you know, everybody thinks they're going to copy the presidency and rule by a dictate, an executive order, and, you know, just people right down to even the local level. So we've issued a, you know, a dictum, and, you know, it's like, whoa, guys, you're responsible to us. We're your employers. You're supposed to represent us, not rule us. You're not our rulers. You're governors. You're our employees. And so that's we see this you know, people going power mad at all sorts of different levels. Like, look at me, I'm the big petty dictator now, I can get away with it. So anyway, alrighty guys, let's God have mercy on us all, and
okay.
God protect. Yep,
okay.
Protect Donald Trump and our republic. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Glenn. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, I assume you've seen some of the rhetoric, Leon, yourself, of what these Democrats are referring to, what happened last Wednesday, the 6th day of January. They conveniently omit a number of things. First of all, there's video which has been widely circulated of Capitol Police waving the protesters in. They weren't trying to stop them at all. Of course, my friend Sam Andrews yesterday gave a very concise commentary on the lack of security, the fact that the protesters simply walked into the Capitol without having to breach any barricades or engage in any fights with any Capitol Police. And what did they do when they got in there? They walked around, they took pictures. We believe that the evidence I'm hearing is that U.S. Army Special Forces infiltrated Antifa, pretended to be Antifa, and they got in there really quickly and grabbed Nancy Pelosi's and some other laptops, and we have the evidence. In fact, Leon, when I told the Republican Central Committee last night, I saw the biggest smiles of the evening, including the current and the former prosecuting attorney, who said that if these Green Berets were given instructions to seize these laptops, that it probably would be the evidence on there would be admissible in court. Now, I was not aware of that, but that's some real icing on the cake there, Leon, that the evidence on the laptops would be admissible in court. The Democrats are frantic. They're desperate. And
correct, and that's why you see that
people do desperate things, don't they, Leon?
Correct. She was frantic. That's why they're doing this impeachment in the last, 2 weeks, because, having lost the information and their laptops, and from what I understand, that these soft operators, special forces operators, they even have live video feed of them with live contacts and open terminals with the CCP, the Communist Chinese Party. And so when you hear that, yes, I can see why. And she was you could almost see her seething underneath the mask, because she was like, we need to take him out now. She wanted to get the nuclear football codes from the president. I mean, she was losing her mind. It was just incredible to see that. So that's why they're doing this. And they're trying to say they want to get rid of his legacy. No, because they realized they had the dirt on him. And with everything that's happening right now, they cannot afford that, to have that exposure. And so, yes, it looks like the some of the last options he has is to actually pursue the Insurrection Act. SCOTUS, the Supreme Court has failed him. All the other legal ways for him to remedy this is as he let it play out just the way he's supposed to. And he's even done the formal declaration saying, the insurgents, so you must go home quickly, because that's the requirement for the Insurrection Act of 1807, which has been instituted in America over 62 times. President Ulysses Grant did it. Johnson, Lyndon B. Johnson, he's done it 5 times in America. So, it's because of natural disasters, wars, strikes. There's like 6 different venues or 6 different reasons why they can do that. And it's not always been nationally. It's been typically regional or statewide. But they have, and they did it nationally after the attack in December 1941 on Pearl Harbor. So it's not an unusual precedent.
Hold that thought. We got a break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Thank you. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if...
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 12th of January. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. I just last week bought an EMP Shield device for my granddaughter's car. Very cost effective. Nice $50 discount when you get your EMP Shield device at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is the Tuesday morning roundtable. At the moment, we've got Leon Green with us. We expect Steve Bannon will join us soon. The call number is 512-248-8252. Leon, we got a caller and holder. We got Joe in Oklahoma. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, John. Enjoy your program much. Listened to Sam Andrews speak yesterday, and it's tragic that everyone can't hear that 30-minute dissertation he put out on what actually transpired there at the Capitol. Very revealing.
It was.
The other thing is, too, you know, everyone's... Even in our camp, is beginning to have doubts as to whether or not Trump's deal is going to succeed or not. And I include myself in that because, you know, and looks like it's going right up against the wire. But the one thing that keeps me thinking that he has a game plan and more than one ace up his sleeve is that if this is not for real, one of two things. We have been duped to be the greatest fools in American history, or he is in fact real because he has everything on the line, not only for himself but his family as well as Wood, Powell, Flynn, Giuliani. All of those people have everything on the line, and they are not only financially ruined, but they are ruined socially, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, on down the line if this doesn't succeed. And that's when you lay your, not only your life and your fortune and sacred honor on the line, that says an awful lot.
Well, our founding fathers did not have the responsibility of continuing a 200-year-old republic. Their responsibility was to start a new republic. And failure for these men, the founding fathers, would have been financial ruin, imprisonment, and possibly execution as war criminals and as rebels. So there's a lot of similarities there, aren't there, Joe?
Yes, there are. And that's the one thing that gives me great hope.
Okay. He's not stupid.
He's not stupid, and he's not a fool. And to put himself in the position that he's in, he has to have some conviction. Or we've been played the biggest fools there are, and I don't think that's it.
No, I don't think that's the case. I'll tell you what I believe, Joe. I don't have documentation, but I believe Donald J. Trump was approached by patriots probably 8 to 10 years ago, most likely at the beginning of the Obama administration, somewhere in that time frame, which would have been, 12 years ago, to do what's taking place right now. That's my belief. And it could have been even farther back than that. You know, Donald Trump's been moving in these high-level circles for decades, many decades. Who he is has been well known to the main players for decades as well. Anything else, Joe?
I have a lot on my mind, but that'll do it for today. I appreciate your show, John, and the people you have on and the wisdom that they show. And Churchill said, never, never, never give up.
Absolutely. That's why I play those clips.
Good day.
Well said. Thank you. Thank you, Joe. We got a break coming up here in less than 3 minutes. We expect Steve Bannon to be calling back in any moment. Leon, you travel in the same circles I do, for the most part. Men and women who are patriots, they love our country, they're Christians, they want to see this country prosper as a free republic. And there's a lot of disheartened people out there that we associate with, aren't there, sir?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what news, their goal is. It is a propaganda machine, and it is a huge psyop right now going on American people with their emotions. And it's also worldwide. I mean, you see the depression. You know, they don't tell you what the depression numbers are, but in Japan, they're up 6 times. Not only depression, the suicide, actual fatalities, and they blame it on COVID. So, you know, they're suppressing this information, and apparently, in the inner cities where all these riots and everything have occurred, the number of minorities that have been killed just due to, you know, like everybody knows, Chicago is one of the most dangerous cities in the nation, if not the world. And so, more people now die in Chicago than they do in Afghanistan. So here we have, you know, men and women fighting for America. And they're dying more in their own country they're fighting for than they you know, with the tanks and everything abroad. That's insane.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Hold on, Liam. We got a break. Everybody stay tuned. We have a break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, yes sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 12th day of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. Important update here. The protocols for using ivermectin, both as a prophylactic to prevent you from getting COVID and as a treatment if you do have COVID, they will be posted on my website before the end of the business day today. I talked to my webmaster this morning, Tim Spencer. I said, Tim, we need to make this a priority so people can know what they need and how to properly use it. So that will be there. It's safe, it's inexpensive, it's easy, can't cause any harm. These are, ivermectin has been around for decades. We know very well what it does. I've got 4 big tubes of it myself, apple flavored, by the way, of ivermectin, in case I need it. So that will be there at my website at thelibertyman.com before the day is over. On the COVID section is where that will be. Also, my website, this time of year, people are thinking about their health, where they are, where they would like to be. And if you're having those thoughts and you got some issues with pain, arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, then I got something that will help you. I talk about this a lot. We always have new listeners. That's called the Energy Cleaner. Check it out. You have sleep issues. You want to sleep as good as a small child or a teenager. get yourself an energy cleaner. It's only $285 of shipping included, American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with it, they vary in price depending on what you need. These are fitted mattress pads that plug right into the energy cleaner. Twin, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. You can get the details at my website, read up on the energy cleaner, place your order right there at my website. You can mail me a check if you want to. And keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, twice slowly, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is a Tuesday morning roundtable. At the moment, it's Leon Green and myself. We expect that Steve Bannon will be joining us. I'm optimistic. I am 99% sure that President Trump will serve 4 more years. I really am. I really, truly am. That's what needs to happen. Regardless of who raises the right hand, either a week from tomorrow or March the 4th, I believe, is an alternative date. We're in for hard times in this country. We got generals in the Pentagon that want to go to war with China. We have an economy that's upside down and turned inside out because of COVID. This time last year, we had the strongest economy, the strongest rate of growth in all sectors that's ever been seen. It was phenomenal. It was absolutely phenomenal what we had a year ago this month. Then, of course, beginning in February, we started seeing these horrendous videos coming out of China. Men and women walking down the street, apparently healthy enough to be outdoors and walking, falling face down and bleeding out from the COVID. How scary is that? That's pretty darn scary. I was on my Caribbean cruise with Leon Green and my guest when this happened. I'm watching these videos, and we talked about it. We had breakfast and dinner together. A lot of times we were on our own for lunch. It was scary. And I made some immediate arrangements to make sure that my family was protected, because if this virus really was that dangerous, I knew we were in serious trouble. It turned out it wasn't, of course. It turned out that we now know the percentage of people that die is 0.23%. Now, I know Dave in New York, you're probably listening. You're going to want to start talking about data and statistics. And that's the number I'm comfortable with. If you're comfortable with another number, sure, let's go for it. Whatever numbers can be verified, nowhere near what a pandemic is in terms of the percentage of people that die that get it. We're now getting reports that a nursing home up in New York had no fatalities from COVID until they distributed the vaccine. And within 7 days of the vaccine, they've had people start dying. They've now had 29 people die in that nursing home, where before the vaccine, they had no people die from the COVID. That tells me a lot. I read a report, and I wish I would have saved where I saw that, that Pfizer was prohibiting their own employees from taking the Pfizer vaccine. Leon, did you hear that report or read that report yourself, that Pfizer was prohibiting their employees from taking the COVID vaccine?
No, sir, but I've not heard that, but I did hear about the mandate that they're not supposed to vaccinate pregnant women because it will cause spontaneous abortions and miscarriages. So, you know, if Pfizer's protecting their own people, but they're letting the EMTs and the first responders die needlessly. So it just shows you that, you know, they want to make sure they can keep making money.
Well, locally, it looks like we got Steve with us. Steve, are you there, sir?
Yeah, I am here.
You hear your car.
Listening to this stuff here about this vaccine, and you know, I just had a friend of mine send me a message. His sister's a doctor in California. I don't have it in front of me, but he actually named the hospital and said two nurses already have died since taking the vaccine within 2 days. And that they're seeing that patients from 55 to 70 have are having heart attacks after taking the vaccine, and that they're not allowed to speak a single word publicly about what's going on. They basically gagged them where they can't say anything.
Yeah, upon pain of being fired, of course. Amazing. Gentlemen, we've got a call and hold here. Go ahead, Leon.
What I was going to say is I heard that they are now paying the nurses and first responders to, you know, $1,000 to take it, but along with the payment, they cannot talk about any of the side effects or any, and if anyone dies, they can't address it either. So now they're back to like the FDA or the, in which they're prostitutes. They're being paid to deceive the people, even though they're supposed to be taking the Hippocratic Oath. So it's really dismal to see that in the medical community now.
It is. We got a caller here, gentlemen. We got Kenneth in New York. Good morning, Kenneth.
Hi, John. I have a couple questions that probably the average person couldn't answer, and it has to do with these retired generals. They can be called back to active service at any time, can't they?
Well, actually, a general never retires as long as they're healthy and have their wits about them. They're either on active duty or off active duty. The word retirement is commonly used, but it's not accurate. They're actually off or on active duty. So they can be called back any time, yes, sir.
Now, are there currently any five-star generals?
Oh, I'm not sure what the answer to that is. I don't believe there is. Steve, do you know of any five stars, or Leon?
I don't myself, no.
That's a general of the Army.
I thought the last of the five-star.
Say again, Leon.
I thought the last, the five-star we've had was Eisenhower, so I can't think of any other ones prior, since then, but I may be wrong.
Well, I'm not aware of it. I'm aware of any either, Kenneth, but go ahead.
Right.
Well,
what I was driving at was, I'm not sure, but I think you would only have a five-star general in time of war or extreme distress.
Well,
he was the Supreme Commander.
Right. Yeah. General Eisenhower was Supreme Commander of Allied Forces. Not just Americans, but all the Allied forces, which would be the British, of course, the Free French, and whoever else was with us. So they may want to do that fifth star just to make sure he outranks everybody else.
Yes, and then the question would be, would they listen to him? Would they have any choice? I mean, these kind of people that you have inhabiting. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right. Well, at that level, generals have a lot of flexibility about what they can and can't do, but typically they either follow orders or they resign their position.
Unless they're General Patton, and he would always find ways around it and still get the job done.
I love that guy.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks for the call, Kenneth. Steve, you still with us, sir?
Oh, yes.
Okay, the wind noise has stopped. I don't know if you stopped your vehicle, but anyway, Steve, what updates do you have for us, sir?
Well, I know that this morning I was told the president did not speak last night because he was in a battle with media, and so I assume that's because he couldn't get the message disseminated the way that he wanted to get it disseminated. But at this point right now, I just don't know for sure what's going to happen. I know that I've been told that he's their back is really against the wall, that they're being hammered from every direction possible. And of course, as I shared with you yesterday, there's been some debate over as whether or not he invoked the Insurrection Act. But the way that this was said to me, though, this actually doesn't have anything to do with arrest that would be made, as some people think. But the Insurrection Act was being invoked, according to what I was told, because they want to be able to secure all the election material in the states where they have overwhelming evidence of voter fraud. So that, and even as far as martial law, that it would be used only in the case of those states there, so that the documents can be secured, and that we don't have issues where people delete things or shred documents. They could prove that you know, he actually won the election. The issue over child trafficking, that was a completely different issue. And even though I was told that information is going to be released, that's still pending that they could have a federal judge that would, that's going to sign an arrest warrant. And so, as far as I understand, the two are not related. And, of course, that could still not pan out. But, you know, there are four ways they say that they, you know, he could remain in power. I have been told, though, that he, that there will be no inauguration for Biden. But then again, the entire left, the entire establishment, everything is pushing back, trying to stop him. I heard that Pelosi and Biden were infuriated over him invoking the Insurrection Act, and they're trying to find ways to block this. You know, but, you know, John, at the end of the day, to me, this is only going to, is being done to rile the people, to go against each other, and I just don't see anything good coming out of this, but eventually it could actually create a civil war, which is ultimately what the New World Order Project wants. They want a civil war so that they can make us run out of bullets.
Well, Steve, I just heard this morning, Mike Adams' update from yesterday, the 11th day of January. Mike Adams saying that if Biden did become president, he himself would institute the Insurrection Act to get the Civil War started. Your response, sir?
Well, I agree. And that's why, John, to me, this, it doesn't matter which way. I remember when Obama was president, I had a meeting with one of the Secret Service agents there in Washington, and that very issue was being discussed then, that they were trying to find a way to create a scenario that would cause civil unrest in the nation, that would create a race war. Specifically, they were looking for a race war in order to justify disarming the nation. In other words, they want to be able to say, we did it to ourselves. Not that, you know, this is infringing on your rights according to the Constitution. That we did it, and so therefore they had no choice but do this.
Right,
now,
right.
The one thing that I actually had a chance to speak to the president's advisor that he had mentioned as well, he said, I saw your video that you did where your uncle, who also worked with the FBI, my uncle used to work with the FBI, had mentioned how that the Chinese would be brought in as a quote-unquote humanitarian force like that under the guise of the United Nations, and in order to disarm the nation. But as my uncle pointed out, they're not going to come in some kind of peaceful force. They're going to come in forcibly, and this will just become basically as the way they would invade the U.S. So the president's advisor said to me, he said, that is so accurate what you have reported in the way that they would like to pull this off. He said, in fact, I can tell you already that Biden's team has already been in contact with the Chinese, and they're already soliciting their help to be able to put down what they perceive as going to be an insurrection in the United States, and that they're going to need their help as peacekeepers to be able to pull this off. So the beginning of those things happening is already coming to fruition. And what was really strange, though, is that I knew from source out of the Pentagon, this is where China is, where the Trump administration had gotten the evidence on Biden. But that, as I was told, the whole purpose for this anyway was the Chinese are really just buying time for themselves because as it's been said, the inevitable is eventually the nation's going down, and China is going to be used by Israel to help bring that down, to bring the nation down so that they can basically push forward this whole New World Order agenda we're done with, so to speak. And the sad thing is that giving Trump the information was only for the purpose of buying the Chinese time. But he said he didn't think personally China would take him up on the offer.
Hold that thought, Steve. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the home. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand. Live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Tuesday, the 12th day of January. This is a Tuesday morning roundtable. Visiting with Leon Green, a former U.S. Navy officer, and Steve Ben-Noon. His website is israelinewslive.org. I say again, israelinewslive.org. Yeah, Steve posts new videos there at least once a week, sometimes more so, right, Steve?
Oh, yes. Automatically go up. Actually, we redid the website. It's going to be changing its Facebook very soon. As far as writing articles go, once a year.
You're more of a verbal guy than a writing guy, it sounds like.
I think so, John. I wish I get my wife to write because she's a good writer. But yeah. So yeah, occasionally we do because I did an article update on there just the other day about Michael Flynn. If Trump stays in power, Michael Flynn will be his vice president, from what I'm being told.
When I told the Republicans last night at the Central Committee, they didn't know what to think about that, but they were all glad. And what a kick in the teeth to the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, to put Mike Flynn as the vice president of the United States. I can see them just getting really upset, and I hope they do get upset, don't you, Steve?
They're doing some good, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
I heard that Pence was not taking it very well, which was, as it was said, that it's kind of surprising that he's been a career-long politician, that he should understand that sometimes, you know, changes need to be made. But
he'll get over it. Mike Pence, for the most part, did a good job. I'm still not positive that what happened last Wednesday was a plan that President Trump was part of or not. I simply don't know that. I just got a note that we now have the ivermectin protocols as of the last few minutes are now posted at my website. How to use ivermectin as a prophylactic to keep from getting COVID, and how to use ivermectin if you do in fact get the COVID, along with other simple, inexpensive, safe things like zinc and vitamin C and some others. That's good news, isn't it, Steve?
Yes, good news. Vitamin C especially, it's not like what they claim it is. So, but that's, of course, that's not my area of expertise anyway. There's something I was going to tell you, and I totally forgot what it was. I got to think here for a second now.
That's okay, Steve. Yeah, well, Mike Pence will be okay. He doesn't have the personality to become president. That, at least that's my opinion. And he can have a very comfortable retirement and do speaking engagements and write books and have a great life ahead of him. So he'll get over it. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.